Bonesize Daniel speaking. Hello.
Hello, it's Mohammed Afifi. I came across your website and I can find a page say that you can offer appointed representative for an FCA license. So basically, it's my project is a crowdfund for properties for professionals. So I wanted to have an FCA license, and I found it takes so long. So alternative option is appointed representative.
We can get that set up quite quickly.
So how long does this take normally?
About 6 weeks normally, sometimes a little bit longer. We need to do a due diligence assessment first, where you fill in a form. There's an assessment fee. We look at the business model, we look at the plan, we look at the directors and the individual. That's £5,000. And then we do the setup, give you the policies. There's working that as well. There's so to onboard as an appointed representative, it's 30,000
So how much?
and 30.
30.
And then, yeah. But that
Okay.
includes all of the kind of compliance costs to get the permissions, get you added to the FCA register. And then there's ongoing fees for the monitoring, and that's 2,500 a month. But then you don't need to hire a compliance professional. We do it for you.
Okay, so to be honest, like I'm trying to start this out.
Sure.
I didn't know it will take all this money. So it is a project between I'm a pharmacist myself. I wanted to do it in within the group of professionals I have, like in the hostels and within our network, basically. But we wanted to do it in a regulated way. But I didn't know it takes that much. So are there any alternative options?
You can partner up with a platform. We can help you. And you can, if you have a relationship with the investors and the businesses, then we can do a partnership and where you bring the investors and the deals, and we just do the, we onboard them onto our platform. We manage the account. There is an arrangement fee, but we can discount it for partners. Who bring the investors to us. And then you're using our services, our platform, our model, and we just charge on a per transaction basis. But
Okay,
you're not really
so
building a business, a lending business that way. You're really like acting like a broker.
it's not a broker because what the business model in a summary it is a platform where people can mostly professionals because we want continuity so
A decent size.
they will offer
Reinvest, yeah.
500, £600 a month for buying properties. So let's say if we have like a 50 people, the essentially, and we say like there is a house prices around South Wales here, Swansea area and stuff. So it's, the average is 120. So we can buy four or five houses a month. Sorry, a year. We want to replicate the model with group of people and group of professionals. So it's exclusively for professional, not a £50 or £100, not like that. So basically, those people will have a good return of investment. And for managing the whole thing, I will just take 10% of the project. So that is my model of business. So a website and a
Do you have the,
management.
have you built the platform already? Do you have the technology or do you need that?
I just build a website on Replit just to prove the concept to people and show them visualizing the idea basically. And I found many people are happy and willing to do that, but I wanted everything to be regulated. So I wanted to have FCA license, which I found a bit prolonged. And
Okay,
then
listen,
I was looking for the alternative
the thing,
option.
yeah, if you want it to be regulated, there's a significant cost. If you want it, but you don't have to be regulated. If you work with high net worth and sophisticated investors predominantly and not restricted investors, then you can have a platform. Like, we built a platform for LendInates and LendCarts for property investment, actually, and LendCart.co.uk. This is our technology. They use our platform. And the investors are really happy with the deals and the returns that they get. They can pick and choose. They can auto invest on a monthly basis.
Yeah,
that's, it works similar model to what you're describing.
Yeah, it's because many people they don't have confidence, which I'm one of them. Confidence in stocks and shares and all these things. I want to pay money and to own the thing forever. As simple as that. You know, and the easiest way is real estate, but I don't have like thousands and thousands every month or every year. So I want like a 1,000 or 2,000 every month.
Sure.
And I can invest them. But if you look for 1,000, 2,000 every month, let's say that's a maximum of 25K a year, this won't buy you a house.
No.
So, but obviously, if you do it with other people, yes, definitely will buy you a house.
Yeah.
So, if you
it's a similar model. It's a similar model to what we did for LendCart. Have a look at LendCart.co.uk.
What can you call it?
Yeah, LendCart.co.uk. And register on that platform. Yeah, and you'll get to see it.
LendCart. Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
No, it's okay.
You need to think about, if you want it to be regulated, you need some funding. You need, really, you shouldn't try to start a regulated business without, you know, a minimum of our costs, which are going to be, you should budget for about 50,000 in the first year, because you're going to need the setup, the due diligence. But if you don't want it to be, there's a lot of work in regulation. All the policies need to be tight. All of the financial promotions need to be reviewed. There's a lot of work. We need to have a relationship with the regulator on your behalf. It's just a lot of work. But if it's not regulated, that's fine. It's easy. We can build the platform, launch it. You just say it's for high net worth and sophisticated investors only. Invite them to register and apply, or just work with a partnership with another platform like Rebuilding Society. Find deals, fractionalize them, and invite the investors to participate on the platform. I realize that isn't, you know, you're wanting to build your own platform, but whilst you're working to get a portfolio going and get the relationships with some customers, it's quite normal for people to go do a bit of brokering, get some customers, get some contacts, build the network, get, you know, some assets under management, and then have a platform of your own. When you launch a platform, it's really difficult if you launch it without any deals on it. You know, it helps to have some track records, some credibility, some transactions. And then after that, you can become regulated. So you take it as a staged approach, doing things that prepare you to run and operate the business model, taking more of an investment every step. But it took us like years to get our authorization, and then I pay my compliance manager. My compliance costs for the year are over £100,000. I pay £20,000 a year just to have the client account audited. You have to get it audited by an accountancy firm, and it's a special kind of audit. I have to. All the banks charge more for the transaction management. It's just when you're operating regulated financial services, the operational costs are not like running a normal business. They're just, I have to get every 3 months or so, I have to pay a consultant between £3,000 and £5,000 to give us an opinion about the interpretation of the regulation, to explain to the regulator, why we've done something a particular way, why we've taken an action in the way that we have. So it's just a lot of work involved in it. And
I understand I'm a pharmacist myself, and we fall into the same loop with GBHC. It's our regulatory and pharmaceutical council.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying about the regulation, about what do they require,
and then the cost of the insurance is high. Everything costs more. Yeah,
they keep changing the requirement all the time. So every year there is a completely new scene. Mm. So I understand that, but obviously in the same time, my friends, they said, we are happy to do that. And what you said exactly, how I wanted to start, but everyone wants to guarantee the right in a way, and they want some convenience as well. So they said, okay, we're going to do it, but obviously collecting the money every month or calling or, you know, a platform obviously will automate everything. Will be more convenient if there is a proper payment gateway and stuff like that. So
I can do that. We can give you the platform. We can give you the payment gateway integrations. Lendcart uses IFX, the good payment gateway. We use CreditSafe as the credit rating agency. We use OnFido for the ID verifications. So I can give you all the integrations and all the platform that you need. I can build it for you.
The other thing is the appointed user, appointed representative.
Representative.
So,
yeah.
Is there any cheaper way of doing it? Like to have FCA license authorized on my website without all this money?
No,
mentioned?
No, there isn't.
I mean, if there is a partnership model, you do. If there is something, I mean, if there is any long term payment plan, you know, anyway.
The best way we can help each other. I can give you a prototype, a little bit like what you've done with the site that you've built. Okay, we can take the design from that. We can build a real platform for 8,400 pounds with a design on it. That can be used to present to investors the business that you're going to run. And then you can get an EIS investment from them into your business. You can do a raise. Normally, you can value the business at 500,000, sell 50% of the equity, raise 200,000. And then we use that money to start a regulated business. That process is what I've used with other clients, where they have the relationship with the investors, but they need a platform. And what I encourage you to do is, if we build it and people like it, they may be willing to invest in the business in the platform, and then you can say, you can use SEIS, so they get tax relief for making the investment. And then you can use that money to set the business up in a regulated way properly.
That is an option I might think about. And there is another option, would you be comfortable for a paper transaction, like any transaction being done on my website, to take a percentage from it, and instead of paying all this money? This will guarantee a long-term money for you, and it will help me to do what I want. So
about one in every four projects we do, I will do a speculation or a joint venture or a not-for-profit project, but we've just done one. So I really need another three normal clients before I can look at another speculative project. So I can't do that at the moment, but maybe we could do something towards the end of the year. But it sounds like you're keen to do something quickly, so.
I am, because I have already people on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Okay. They are mostly doctors.
Yeah.
So they want to invest in a way. Okay, let me explain it to you a bit more.
Is it loans? Are you doing loans or equity?
No. It's a full equity. So basically, those people are, they don't want to take loans.
Yeah.
From a religious reasons, and some of them, they don't like long-term commitments, and they see the loans is a scam, or the mortgage itself is a scam. So they said, okay, we were funding houses, and we were investing that way I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the group, at least 19 people now in the group, active and willing to start. So I don't want to kill the enthusiasm. I just want to start as soon as possible. Build the platform, the payment gateway, have everything convenient for them to extend. So basically,
I would be interested in exploring something with you. It does sound like you've got a good group of professionals, doctors and pharmacists, are a good, really good audience. And the thing is, I need you to do the due diligence first before I can really explore this.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you a link to do it, but there is a fee for that. There's a fee of £5,000 to do the due diligence assessment.
Okay.
And then what I can do is I can confirm to you different options about how we can work together. But it's not a commitment to work together. The only thing you need to keep in mind is it might be that after the due diligence, we say, okay, we expect you to do, if you don't have it would be good if you could have a board of, you know, some people that have worked in regulated financial services, and there's this number of things that we would be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the client doesn't pass the due diligence the first time. We say to them, okay, fix these things, and then we'll reassess the application. And then, so it's a bit like an MOT, you know, we'll kind of say, okay, this is good about the business, but you need to work in this area.